Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Okay. For 11 years, I think on the overall, you just might have developed a sense that I'm very critical of people who spend money buying supplements. And I have good reason to be not critical of you, but critical of that, what I think is largely a waste of money. And I need to qualify that. I want to take the time today to make something very clear about herbalism, about spending money on supplements. And then you'll understand why I kind of have a certain type of perspective, not one that you commonly hear on radio. First of all, understand something. When you're talking about herbs on the radio, usually the people doing that are making a deal of money from the sale of those herbs. So without mentioning companies or people, all very unnecessary, understand that people are selling products and there's money involved. And right there, that should make you raise an eyebrow. But let's forget that. Because the truth is, a lot of people who do that for a living, sell herbs on radio or whatnot, some form of a, you know, we've got a lot of YouTube stars now. Doctors that explain things like high blood pressure and what you can do about it. And then underneath the comment section, hidden away there is, if you're interested in learning more, click this. And then all of a sudden, you're met with nice-looking young people with headphones on answering your questions and then telling you which supplement to take. It's all hidden in there. When, if you watch the YouTube video on how Dr. So-and-so explains how you're supposed to go about your high blood pressure, he doesn't ever mention, she doesn't ever mention the supplement. You find out about this as you make inquiry, which is what they're anticipating you're going to do. So all in all, it's a money-driven, profit-driven business. Now, let's just assume people are honest and actually caring in their devotion to getting on radio, getting on YouTube to tell you to buy their products without even telling you they're selling them half the time. But let's give that the benefit of the doubt. Here's the problem. And here's the reason I tend to be critical. When you state a concern, a health concern, let's take high blood pressure, and somebody explains you the pathophysiology of high blood pressure, and it sounds pretty good, and we use big $5 words, so you think we're smarter, words that you don't understand, so obviously you should listen, because the guy you're listening to uses words you don't understand. When we do that and we explain the pathophysiology, it's going to lead you overwhelmingly to what you can do about it, which is usually the herbal supplement. So let's take high blood pressure, for instance. One of the common choices nutritionally for people who suffer from high blood pressure is magnesium. Because magnesium is the mineral, it is the ion, which dilates the blood vessel. So if you're magnesium deficient and you take magnesium, you dilate what will otherwise be a vasoconstricted blood vessel, and thus you live with high blood pressure. So take magnesium. And then we can talk about other things that will help tone the blood vessel. And one common toner of the vessel are the essential fatty acids. We keep the wall of the artery flexible, thus it can expand out against the pressure of the blood and reduce blood pressure by keeping the artery flexible. So we'll tell you to take essential fatty acids. Then we'll tell you to take other things. Like there's a product out there called Cardiotone. And Cardiotone has an herb in it called Rawulfia, I believe, if I'm saying that correctly. And you take that herb and it'll drop your systemic blood pressure, your top number, your systolic, about 10 or 15 or 20 points. Rawulfia. That is, I believe, the correct spelling of it. And so throw that in there too. And we might even be able to give you the mechanism of action. And so there you are. And that's how we proceed with everything. You name it. You have memory loss. You have joint pain. There's another one we mull. But let's just stick with blood pressure. So first we explain the pathophysiology. What are the causes of the problem? That's very interesting. It's educational. Implication being you're just not a dumb cluck that without any reasoning whatsoever or education listens to some guy that's selling you herbs. You need an explanation because you're an informed consumer. And so they give you some topical, superficial explanation that even you can understand. And then they tell you the herbs to take or the supplements to take. And even if they're not selling it, it ends up being on the back usually of some sort of herbal supplementation. Case in point, blood pressure. Problem. Now here's the point. So pause, take a breath. And here's the point. Yes, it's true. Magnesium needs to be at optimized levels in the intracellular fluid so that the arteries can dilate. It's always going to be about the same in the blood. It's always going to be about the same in the blood. It's always going to be about the same in the blood. Thus, your medical doctor is going to tell you you're being scammed because the blood's a buffer system. And if you don't have enough magnesium and you're vasoconstricting and the concept unknown to you is take magnesium to lift it or raise it in the blood, your medical doctors will say, whoever told you that is an idiot. And that's because the medical doctors know magnesium in the blood is buffered. There's no way the magnesium is going to dip so low that you're going to run into a colossal issue. You have to be on death's door for that to happen. But it is true. If you're magnesium deficient, thus we're suggesting you spend money on magnesium or some herb. Yes, that's true. Now, again, the point. Yes, I'm repeating myself. You need to listen to this a number of times. The point. If you're under stress, your cortisol shoots to the moon and you urinate out all your magnesium. If, in fact, you're not sleeping, you don't make enough adrenaline. And therefore, you will urinate out all your magnesium. There's two big physiological considerations. Sleep and stress. Now, if you're just sitting there thinking, well, yeah, I have high blood pressure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll just take magnesium. When you're not sleeping and you're under stress and you expect to have that change your blood pressure, you're wasting your money. Now, I could stay on air for the next 10 hours and not stop giving you examples of how you're wasting your money. Because your job, your solution, is getting educated enough to understand the cause of your high blood pressure, your high blood pressure. Not some topical, superficial, one-size-fits-all solution that doesn't work most of the time. And we do this with herbs across the board when the concept is, yes, Mr. Smith? Oh, thank you, doctor. And we've got them all over the radio, AM, FM, YouTube, you name it. Yes, I'm depressed. Well, depression could be a tryptophan deficiency. So why don't we throw some theanine, taurine, and you name it. Your health concern always has some media pundit that's got a solution whereupon you are going to reach into your pocket and buy a supplement. The problem with that is, without a thorough, in-depth understanding of your specifics, you're wasting your money. You're pot-shotting, and you will spend way more money in the long term. Way more. And this is what we don't want to tell you, because if I do a radio show selling you herbs like this one, I can make $100,000 a show selling you herbs. Believe me, I know. And if I syndicate and I get on a bunch of radio shows across the United States, I can make a fortune doing this. A fortune. Believe me, I know. And it doesn't work. Believe me, I know. Now, does that mean you don't take herbs? No, it doesn't. Does that mean there are perspectives with herbs that you should absorb? Yes, it does. But you're never being told any of them. I don't care who you listen to. If they're selling you herbs and that's how they're making bank, and they are, believe me, I know, you're getting ripped off. I'm sorry. I don't care who doesn't like this. I don't care. I will be blowing the whistle on this forever. You know why? Because you degrade, you devalue the true power of herbs if you look at it that way. And this is what the holistic community has to change. They have to tell you, you over there, you need to learn enough of what you need to learn about you to understand that you are one stressed son of a gun. Oh, not me. I'm not stressed. You know, you are stressed. You are stressed. Not me. I've never raised my voice in my life. Yeah, you are the most passive-aggressive, internalized, keep it on the inside, tear up your digestive system individual I have ever known with this calm facade. Oh, not me. I'm not stressed. Or any variation of it. You have to know you. Then you have to know the you that needs to get flexible. Then you have to know the you that needs to get real sleep. Then you have to know the you that needs to understand how to listen to their body. Then you need to know the you that needs to live in a way with the telluric currents of the earth. Marinate the marrow of your bone, or you won't even know who you are. There's five things you need to know about you. Then there's 10 things that you need to know about you. Then 15 things that you need to know about you. Then 20 things. Then 25 things. Then 30 things. I'm finishing up a class of 70 people that have spent 4 months learning the things they need to know about themselves. So that they can do what? They can say, in relationship to sleep and magnesium deficiency, in relationship to high blood pressure and magnesium deficiency, where do I need to focus so that I don't lose my magnesium? And then I don't need to buy any. That's all I have to say. If you can take that in, you just learned everything. I am disgusted. and dismayed with the number of highly educated people who don't get what I just said. I work with them all the time. And at surface, this is reasonable, it's understandable, it's easy to comprehend. And then when I watch them go work with it, the second something happens that causes concern, they go right back. We have trained you like rats. And that is the word. We have trained you like rats into thinking you're so smart because you don't grab the pharmaceutical drug and you reach for the herbal choice the minute you get scared. We have trained you like rats successfully. And you lose value on your dollar all the time. If, in fact, stress is the reason you lose too much magnesium, if you're going to ask yourself what herb to take, take some of the adaptogens. Oh, well, Dr. Medici, I take the adaptogens. I take the rhodiola. I take the ginseng. I take the cordyceps. I take the foti. I take all sorts of adaptogens. I'm a mushroom man. And then we mess you up like that too. Because you, the radio consumer, you, the John Q. public, don't ever learn about dose. Have any of you that are into this buy my supplement online stuff because Dr. So-and-so swears by it in 10 to 20 peer-reviewed studies and swears by the awesome effect of whatever? Has anybody ever wondered why there is no dose? Nobody ever gives you a dose. Oh, yes. Yes, they do, Dr. Medici. The dose is on the back of the bottle. Guys, do you understand that that's a dose to protect the manufacturer from the prospect that you, who they don't know and will never meet and really don't care to meet, might end up in ER because you took too much of the product? Which, if you take a stupid amount, like half a bottle, it could affect you in such a way. And you could end up in ER. So between the fact that anyone that would do that would be termed stupid and they'd have a difficult time suing because they did something stupid, and the fact that they tell you on the bottle, only take 1 to 2 capsules, they're covering themselves. CYA. It's called CYA. Everybody CYAs. So nobody tells the truth. So nobody trusts anybody because everybody knows everybody's CYAing. Great world. But this goes on in herbalism all the time. So what we do when we, even if you're fortunate enough to be directed to the right herbal choice, the one that's more specific to you, in this case, not magnesium, but an adaptogen to deal with the stress, you don't know what dose is. And who teaches you how to determine dose? Now, I've just talked for 20 minutes, 19 minutes. Do you understand I could go on for 19 days and not even take a break? Ask any of my students. I'm the last man standing every class. They want to go. I'll go another 5 hours. But do you get the point here? You can't say, what is your health concern? My health concern's digestion. Well, then you need to take digestive enzymes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Suppose your health concern is digestive and it's stress. Suppose it's structural. Suppose you have so much weight on you, you've gained an extra 40 pounds, that your psoas muscle is anteriorly displaced and it's pushing up your esophagus to the other side of your diaphragm. And not only are you consistently refluxing and coughing all day long, but you can't digest a thing because your common bile duct is twisted into a knot because you are structurally grossly displaced. Oh, yeah, digestive enzymes going to do a lot of good. Then there's another mentality, and I've heard this often. Dr. Medici, you know what? You just want to curse the darkness all the time. You don't want to light a candle. These fine people, making me really rich, by the way, these fine people, these very fine people, these fine people, at least they're doing something for their health because it's all they can do. And at least they're doing something for their health. It's better than nothing. Better to light a candle than curse the darkness. I won't say on air my response to that. That infuriates me. It's disgusting. And the reason it is it would be one thing to teach it correctly and then say, if you really can't, if you're sitting there and you're 85 and you're broke and you're barely making your rent and you can't do anything but listen to a radio show and take some Hail Mary supplement, if you really can't do anything else but that, then do it. But understand, there's a lot more for you to do. Now, if we did it like that, I could understand that. But we never will. We never will. And why won't we? Because if we tell you that this is just a drop in the bucket against all the things you really should do, if we even know them ourselves, you're never going to buy the supplement. So we do the great lie of omission. It's called the lie of omission. And that's how we take care of our radio public as it relates to health. That's right. I don't care what it is. Prolotherapy, stem cell therapy, platelet therapy, aromatherapy, herbal therapy. It's a joke. And the bigger crime is then you can't really figure out how to use the herb. If you do have stress and you need to take an adaptogenic herb, you have to find dose. And that means you have to sensitize your body to feeling the result, which means a whole bunch of things, one of which I'll just give it to you since I brought up high blood pressure, magnesium loss due to stress, not due to insomnia, due to stress. The way it should more or less go is if you can't really do the things you got to do to get rid of your stress, which really would be the solution, but we're going to pretend in this scenario you can't address your solution because you're divorced, you have 10 kids, and you have to work 90 hours a week doing physical labor to support 10 kids, and you are very understandably stressed, and your high blood pressure is off the chart. You don't want to medicate. You don't believe in it. So what you want to do is take magnesium. You hear this guy Medici that says, no, you have to deal with your stress. What would you do? Well, the first thing you have to do is learn what the effect of the herb is supposed to be. You have to play with dosage. And you got to bring those dosages up and up and up. And then you have to choose other herbs. And then you have to take a little bit of a lot of herbs that all do the same thing in different ways. Do you want to just take a high dose of cordyceps, or do you want to take a low dose of cordyceps, a low dose of ginseng, a low dose of deer antler, a low dose of reishi, a low dose of whatever else? Or do you want to take a high dose of one? How do you know? Well, just go to a famous herbalist. Go to a famous herbalist with 5 PhDs in herbology. You know what that guy's doing? He's guessing. I assure you, herbs and dose are learned by trial and error, which means you just can't do the Hail Mary prayer. You just can't buy it. Try one dose, try the other dose. You have to play with it until you learn how your body responds. And then collectively use the adaptogens, since your high blood pressure is due to stress, until you exhaust all the ways in which you could use the herb. But that's too complicated. You don't have any time. Nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to tell you. We just keep lying and lying and lying and lying. Well, sooner or later, it does hit the fan. I think it has. Hope this show has helped. God bless you. Anytime you want straight talk, you know where to go. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.